Thank you all for coming out this Saturday night in Salt Lake City. We'd like to thank those who download these Soxus podcasts from iTunes. Invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. Couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charge of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyanati Varandasya Agyanangana Salapya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tashmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I gave this talk in Spanish Fork last Sunday. Spanish Fork crowd tends to be a little stiffer than the Salt Lake crowd. A lot of students, a lot of first-time comers. So I always like to soften them up with a little humor. I don't suppose that would hurt tonight either, would it? A company, feeling it was time for a shake-up, hires a new CEO. This new boss is determined to rid the company of all slackers. On a tour of the facilities, the CEO notices a guy leaning on a wall. The room is full of workers, and he thinks this is his chance to show everybody that he means business. The CEO walks up to the guy and says, "And how much money do you make a week?" Instantly, the fellow looks him in the eye and says, "I make $600 a week. What's it to you?" The CEO then hands the guy $600 and screams, "Here's a week's pay. Now get out. Don't come back." Feeling pretty good about his first firing, the CEO looks around the room and asks, "Does anybody want to tell me what that slacker did here?" With sheepish grins, the workers muttered, "He's the pizza delivery man." Our topic today is removing the negative labels. People are constantly putting labels on us, telling us what we can or cannot become, what we can do or what we cannot do, or what we have and what we can't have. The problem is that if we buy into those labels, they'll cause us to see ourselves differently than how God sees us. A lot of people wear labels that other people put on them as if those were the truth. If they keep them on long enough, they'll become so ingrained in their thinking that will become what people said rather than what God said. Once when a composer got called by the newspaper critics as mediocre, the great composer Sibelius consoled him saying, "Pay it no mind, in no town square anywhere in the world will you ever find the statue of a critic." Walt Disney was told as a teenager that he wasn't creative, that he didn't have much imagination. Lucille Ball was told that she didn't have a sense of humor, that she shouldn't go into comedy. Churchill was not thought of as a good student and twice failed the entrance exam to the Royal Sandhurst Military Academy. Now the truth is, we are who we are, not what someone labels us. We are a who, an infinitely complex, intricate, fascinating, organic, unpredictable individual made in the image of God. We're not a what. We're not a label. Labels refer to things which don't change, don't move forward, don't have ambition or free will. Loser, failure, stupid, overweight, unattractive, addict are some of the names with which people label us. What we are called does not determine who we are. I'll give you an example. A person who's labeled as a failure is not someone who's ultimately going to end up failing. To be successful, you need experience. To get experience, you need to take risks. And when you take risks, you're going to fail. But when you fail, you learn then how to be successful. All successful people have behind them more failures than normal. Those were the stepping stones by which they got to where they were. Now, the only failure is someone who simply doesn't try. And why wouldn't they? Perhaps the reason is someone put the label failure on them and they allowed it to stick. I heard about a gentleman who was told by his high school counselor that he was not that talented and should focus on the lowest skilled job he could find. That counselor put a label on him: slow, below average, barely getting by. Year after year, he wore that label. After high school, he got the lowest job at a factory and stayed at that position for 20 years. One day, the factory closed down. He went across town to apply for a job at another factory. Now, this other factory had a rule that all job applicants had to take an IQ test. He took the test and scored the highest of any applicant in the entire 63-year history of the company. What happened? That day, a stronghold was broken in this man's mind. He removed a label that had held him back for 20 years. Eventually, he started his own company, and he went on to invent several new products that are now patented and are out there in the marketplace. As this man did, if you're going to rise to your highest level, you have to remove any negative labels that are holding you back. To live better, you need to think better. Has someone convinced you that you've reached your limit and gone as far as you can? Or that you've made too many mistakes? You're all washed up? You'll never accomplish those dreams? Our encouragement today is, don't go through life letting those labels weigh you down. People don't determine your destiny. God or Krishna does. There are only two major rules in every spiritual religious tradition of the world. First is always remember God or Krishna and never forget him. And along with that, remind yourself that you are his part and parcel. We do that by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here our Guru Srila Prabhupada says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, third verse, quote, the whole material creation is a jugglery of labels only. A person should be intelligently fixed and never be diverted by the negative labels people put on him, being competent to perceive that all such labels have no more significance than the babble of sea waves. A personal anecdote. I'd been a Hare Krishna devotee for 7 years in 1977. At that time, I'd given maybe up to 2,000 talks in the temple. I'd been interviewed on radio, TV, and newspapers dozens of times. I was a frequent guest lecturer at college and university campuses. I'd been the president of the San Francisco Berkeley Temple for 3 years. Things were going very well. Now, after our spiritual master left the planet in 1977, there were a couple years of turmoil there having to do with succession. We had a senior Swami visit us in Berkeley with an idea to take over the temple and leverage me out. He wanted to discredit me, and he spread it around that I was a professional orator. His intention in labeling me that way was to nullify all my years of service, discount my hundreds and thousands of words honoring Krishna, hundreds of hours of experience, minimize any good I might have done, take away my confidence, and make me ashamed of my God-given talents and abilities. Maya, our enemy, whose job it is to keep us in this revolution of birth, death, disease, and old age, speaks to us through such cheap critics and label makers. Our job is to always remember God and never forget what he says about us. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. When you reduce someone's talents to a label, you directly insult the creator who gave us those talents in the first place. Maya would stick labels on you: not good enough, not up to par, inferior. Now, she doesn't fight you where you are. She fights you for where you're going. Maya knows that God or Krishna has amazing things in store for you. So she tries to talk you out of them, to discourage you and to steal your thunder. It is said, be mindful when it comes to words. A string of some that don't mean much to you may stick to someone else their whole life through. When we use derogatory terms for each other, we wound each other. We build walls and erect rejected signs to keep people out. But that's not how children of God are called to act. We're called to love God and treat our neighbors as ourselves. You've heard the saying, sticks and stones will break our bones. but words can't hurt you. It's not true. Negative labels can take their toll. Here's another version of that same saying. Sticks and stones will make you moan, but negative labels will stain your soul. Negative words, derogatory comments, they hurt. They're meant to put us in our place, segregate us, and set us apart from the group. They can damage us deep down in our spirit and our soul. Here are a couple of sentences from a PhD thesis by Guru Simran Brick called The Dangers of Labeling People. Labels hold a lot of meaning and thus are quite dangerous. They are related to judgments and can create bias, fear, stigma, and the inability to separate a person from the label itself. Labeling goes awry as it begins to discard all sense of individual identity. Blindly making judgments objectifies a person, discards his or her life's journey, and dehumanizes a complex individual to nothing more than just a label. Perhaps you heard about the father who introduced his children. This is Pete. He's the clumsy one of the lot. That's Kathy coming in with mud on her shoes. She's the sloppy one. As always, Mike's last. He'll be late for his own funeral, I promise you. Now, that dad did a thorough job of labeling his children with their faults and with their mistakes. People do it to us all the time. They remind us of our failures, our errors, our sins, and they won't let us get past them. Try as you might to free yourself from the past, there are people who continue to bring it up and remind you of it. Words are like seeds. If you dwell on them enough, they'll take root and you will become what was said. Lazy, sloppy, heavy, slow. And in fact, if that label's been on long enough, it might be very difficult to remove it. Have you ever tried to remove an old decal from the bumper of your car? It's quite troublesome. But we have a very, very powerful solvent. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because wrong labels can keep you from your destiny. You're not who people say you are who Krishna says you are. Strong, talented, insightful, creative, unique, gifted. Our question today is, are there labels holding you back? What a coach said, a teacher, a counselor, even your own parent. The only power a label has over you is the power that you give it. If you quit acting like it's the truth and you quit thinking like it's the truth, then that label will have zero effect upon you. Your coach, your teacher, your parent, your counselor, they may have made an assessment of you at one time based on where you were then. They may also have been sincere, but they don't know what God has put into you. You have to be able to say, no thanks, I'm not wearing that slow learner label. I'm not wearing that clumsy label. I'm not wearing that C student label. That may be their opinion, but I have another opinion, and it's from Almighty God who says, I'm full of wisdom, I'm full of energy, I'm full of creativity, I'm full of intelligence. Have you ever thought that the same God who can help you make a C can also help you make an A? The same God who can help you get by in life can also help you excel in life. The same God who helped you get that apartment could also get you a brand new house. The same God who got you into that storefront mission temple can also get you a brand new temple built from the ground up. So we're asking you today, do you need to remove any labels? Divorced, overweight, addicted? Instead of giving those labels power over your life, you need to remember the labels that God has given you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The reason that some people can't break an addiction is because they're wearing the label addict. The reason some people can't lose that weight is because they're wearing the label heavy. The reason that some people can't excel in school is because they're wearing the label C student. See what's going on here? The real battle is taking place in your mind. If you think as an addict, then you'll live as an addict. Krishna says you're clean. Krishna says you're healthy, you're whole. Don't go the next 20 years wearing the labels people put on you. Make the change. Peel those labels off and put on some new ones. Labels like spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, full of light and luminosity and living potential. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Longfellow paraphrased a couple of verses from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God. Tell me not in mournful numbers life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead that slumbers and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. From dust thou art, to dust returnest was not spoken of the soul. Our Back to Godhead magazine. The whole world is going under the misconception of the bodily concept of life. Practically everyone is labeling himself as a body and thinking that if he can satisfy the senses of the body, he will be happy. But that is not successful for anyone. Before we, the inner self, can be happy, we must get out from underneath the labeling of the self as American, European, man, woman, Hispanic, Indian, Asian, Catholic, Christian, Mormon, Muslim, or Jew. And the purpose of the Krishna Society is to teach a simple, practical, and scientific way that we can reawaken the eternal spiritual self that's present within us all. Whether one is labeled American or German or English, Christian, Buddhist, white or black, or whatever, everybody is in reality an eternal spiritual being. From the spiritual platform, bodily labels don't make any difference. Spiritually, everyone is equal because everyone is a tiny part and parcel of the supreme reality. That supreme reality is the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is a name for God, which means all attractive. Being absolute, we understand this principle, that God is non-different from his name. In the relative world, you can say water, 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 but you'll still be thirsty because the name and the substance are different. That's the relative world. But in the absolute world, any bona fide name of God, Krishna, Allah, Govinda, Adonai, Emmanuel, Jehovah, you intone that and God is dancing on the tip of your tongue. God is personally with you with all of his qualities, all of his strength, all of his determination. Rama means the highest eternal pleasure. And Hare is a call for God's feminine, blissful, spiritual energy. So these three names are the seeds of the mantra, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. By planting those seeds of self-realization in the heart, one comes out of the illusory world of labels and rises directly to the spiritual platform, which is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, or Satchidananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna sincerely in all good intelligence. Consultation shall come from within. Krishna says that those who are engaged in my service, I give the intelligence for their progressive march. We serve a supernatural God, all powerful, all knowing. He already has solutions to problems that you haven't even had yet. People may try to push you down with labels. Just remove those labels and get in agreement with God. He will lift you up. He will take you where you would not go on your own. You don't have to figure it out all by yourself. Krishna asks only that you believe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you believe, all things are possible. When you believe, doors will open that were shut. When you believe, Krishna will take you from the bottom to the top, and he'll take you from the back to the front. You would not be alive today if Krishna didn't have more victories out there in front of you. Dale Brown, the legendary coach of the LSU basketball team, was speaking to a group of soldiers at a military academy in Southern California. When he finished, a young man came up to him who stood nearly 7 feet tall and weighed 250 pounds. He was the son of one of the officers on the base there, and he was 13 years old. The boy told Coach Brown he wanted to try out for his high school basketball team, but as tall as he was, he still couldn't jump high enough to dunk the ball. He couldn't even run up and down the court once without getting totally tired. Couldn't play for more than a few minutes. Coach Brown said, "I'll send you a training program to strengthen your legs and increase your endurance." 3 months later, he got a letter. "Coach Brown, I did everything you asked me to do, but I still got cut from the team. My coach said I was too slow, too clumsy, too big, and that I would never be able to play basketball." Coach Brown wrote him, "Son, if you just keep working out, keep being your best every day, and keep asking God to help you, He'll get you to where you're supposed to be." That young man was at a crossroads. He had to make a decision. Am I going to wear these labels, too big, too clumsy, too slow, for the rest of my life? Or am I going to follow the dream that God put in my heart and rise up? Am I going to believe I'm a giant killer and I can do all things through God? Of course, that young man, Shaquille O'Neal, played for Coach Brown at LSU, where he broke all records and became one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived. Has somebody told you that you cannot accomplish your dreams? Has somebody rejected you because you don't fit their mold? Has someone tried to isolate you by labeling you? Has someone tried to take you out of the game because you don't have what it takes? You're too small, you're too big, you're too slow, you're too young, you're too old. Remember that Krishna didn't put the promise in them, put it in you. Along the way, there'll always be negative voices trying to label you. What they call a handicap, He calls an asset. He specifically designed you for the race that you're in. The experts have told you what you don't have. The experts have told you what you can't do. Here's what I've learned. The experts can be wrong. The experts built the Titanic and it sank. The expert said we could never start a temple in Utah. We didn't have the talent. We didn't have the backing. We didn't have the devotees. We didn't have the funds. Our first temple opened 18 years ago. Now we're on the verge together of opening our second temple right here in downtown Salt Lake City. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People can tell you many things. It's a free country. You're not what people call you. You are what you answer to. They can call you lazy, slow, too old, all washed up. That's all right. They can call you whatever they want. Doesn't matter. You're just not going to answer to it. You're not going to let them drag you down. Make a declaration with me today. I'm only going to answer to victorious. I'm only going to answer to talent. I'm only going to answer to history maker. I'm only going to answer to well equipped, more than a conqueror. If you do this, today may be a turning point for you. The bondage from the past is no longer going to have any effect. As you think better, you're going to live better. You're going to rise above the negative labels. You're going to become not who people say you are, but who God says you are. Child of victory, child of blessing, child of favor, all that and more in this life. And in the next life, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.